聚集敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福。
And may God bless all of us for gathering here on this holy Sabbath.
那今天早上呢，我们要用信主我们的神就必立稳做题目，跟大家来查考分享。
This morning, I'd like to share with you the topic, trusting our Lord and you shall be established from mutual encouragement.
我们来看一节经节，我们来进入这个主题。
And let's first turn to a verse to go come into our topic.
历代志下二十章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
历代志下二十章二十节。
Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20.
二十节，次日清早，众人起来往提哥雅的旷野去。出去的时候，约沙法站着说：“犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民啊，要听我说。信主你们的神，就必立稳；信他的先知，就必亨通。”
Verse 20, early in the morning they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful.
那这一次，这一句话，我们的题目就是从约沙法王所说的，对百姓所说的一句话显出来的。
And our topic this morning derives from the saying, what King Jehoshaphat said to the people.
所以今天早上呢，要用约沙法王的事迹呢，跟大家来查考。
Therefore, this morning, we'd like to study together the life of King Jehoshaphat.
让我们从他身上来学习怎么样来面对困难。
Through him, we may learn how to face difficulties.
因为我们在人的一生当中呢，有时候也会碰到困境。
Because often in the entire life of as a human, we will be met with the difficulties.
那这个困境呢，有时候就像大军压境要来攻打我们。
Many times these difficulties are just like a vast army oppressing toward us.
在历代志下二十章这一章的事迹里面呢，提到很多次大军，就是有很大的军队要来攻击约沙法王。
Within 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse chapter 20 records many times this vast army coming to attack against King Jehoshaphat.
我们先来看一下第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
第二节说，有人来报告约沙法说，从海外亚兰那里，或者以东，那边有大军来攻击你。如今他们在哈喜顺他玛。就是云基底。
And verse 2, some men came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the sea. It is already in Hazazon Tamar.
这里说有人有大军来攻击你了。
Here says a vast army is coming against you.
所以在我们的生活当中呢，其实有时候我们会碰到同样的情况了，会觉得有大军要来攻打我们，那我们会很害怕的。
Therefore, many times in our life, we may encounter the same situation where a vast army is coming against us, and we may feel very fearful.
那为什么现在这个约沙法王他本来好好的国家，怎么会突然有这个大军来攻打他呢
？But why is it that this country of King Jehoshaphat, which was originally in peace, a vast army had come to go against him?
如果我们弟兄姐妹有跟着我们教会读经进度，现在我们在读历代志下我们现在如果照进度，应该要读到二十六章了。
If we're following the Bible Church Bible Study schedule, then we should be on 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
那所以这二十章，从十七章到二十章，是我们上个礼拜所应该读过的。
And so from chapter 17 to chapter 20 should be chapters we have read in the previous week.
那这从历代志下的十七章到二十章，基本上都在讲约沙法王的事迹。
Starting from chapter 17 to 20 speaks about the life or the incidents of King Jehoshaphat.
那这个王呢，是犹大国的第四个王。
King Jehoshaphat was the fourth king of the kingdom of Judah.
他在这个圣经里面所记载的，他有很多美好的事迹。
Bible recorded many wonderful deeds about this king.
那这个王呢，基本上在犹大以色列历史里面呢，应该是除了大卫王之后啊，应该是一个很值得大家效法的一个王。
We can say apart from King David in the history of the kingdom of Judah, King Jehoshaphat was a second king worthy of our learning.
因为在圣经里面所记载他的众多的事迹里面，基本上都是正面的。
Because majority of the recording about this king were all very positive.
从他一开始当王的时候，他就立定一个心志要寻求神。
From the beginning that he became the king, he set his mind to follow the decrees of God.
所以我们如果看第十七章的第三节
，If we read chapter 17, verse 3,
十七章的第三节说，神与约沙法同在，因为他行他主大卫所行出行的道，不寻求巴力。
Verse 3, the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because in his early years he walked in the ways of his father David and followed. He did not consult with Baals.
这个王呢，他是想要去遵行神律法，能够听从神吩咐的王。
This was a king who wanted to follow the ways of God.
那这个不寻求巴力，这个巴力是个偶像的名称。
And he did not consult with Baals, and we know Baal is an idol.
那第四节说，他只寻求他父亲的神，遵行他的诫命。不效法以色列人的行为。
Verse 4, but saw the God of his father and followed his commands rather than the practices of Israel.
他的父亲是亚撒王。
His father was King Asa.
那其实约沙法王他们这个系统呢，其实最受到最前面就是大卫王。
And we can say the system came all the way originated from King David.
那大卫是一个合神心意的王，所以他很多的事情呢，在神面前都蒙福。
King David was a king after the heart of God, so he was blessed or found favor in the eyes of God, and all he did.
那所以他现在他寻求这位神，而且遵行他的诫命，表示他有听，他也有行。
So now Jehoshaphat sought after God's will and way means he had listened, he had done the commands of God.
这里圣经说不效法以色列人的行为，以色列人当时候他们是去拜偶像的。
And he did not follow the practices of Israel at that time. The Israelites they worshipped idols.
他们当时候以色列北国的以色列被这个王带领去敬拜偶像，不敬拜精神。
We know during that time the kingdom, the northern kingdom of Israel was led astray to worship idols by their kings.
所以第五节就说神就坚定他的国。
So verse 5 says the Lord established his kingdom.
那所以当时候这个约沙法王当王啊，他的国家是很安定的。
At the time when King Jehoshaphat reigned as a king, his kingdom was filled with peace.
那当时候他寻求神呢、啊？他就是要把这个偶像除掉。
So the time when he sought after God, he was to destroy all the idols.
所以我们现在如果看第六节
，If we read verse 6,
十七章六节说，他高兴遵行神的道，并且从犹大除掉一切的丘坛和木偶。
It says his heart was devoted to the ways of the Lord. Furthermore, he removed the high places and Asherah poles from Judah.
所以他当时候立定心志啊，寻求神，他也要求他百姓跟他一起来。寻求神，把这个偶像，把一些神不喜悦的事情都把它除掉。
So at the time when he set his heart to seek after God, he also instructed his people to destroy all the high places.
那最后你看他这个做法呢，在历代志的作者里面特别把他描述，他是立定心意寻求神的人。
So the author of Second Chronicles especially recorded as to how he was a man after the heart of God.
我们现在先看过去。十九章的第三节。
Let's turn to chapter 19, verse 13.
第三节，十九章第三节说：“然而你还有善行，因为你从国中除掉木偶，立定心意寻求神。”
Verse 3, there is however some good in you, for you have rid the land of the Asherah poles and have set your heart on seeking God.
那所以他现在他寻求神，他的具体做法就是让百姓众民一起寻求神，不要再去。寻求偶像了。
So his concrete action of following after God is to allow the entire people to follow after God and no longer follow after Baal.
那现在人本来都有一个拜神的倾向，人很自然的会崇拜这个。有时候人看到一棵很大的树，可能就会觉得这个树比很特殊，可以活那么久。
And we know as men, we have this natural longing of worshiping a god or something. Or when we see a big tree, we may be amazed as to how this big tree can live such a long life.
所以让百姓离弃偶像之后，一定要引导百姓去敬拜真神。
So after he had led the people to go astray or away from the idols, he must lead them back to worship the true God.
所以这个约沙法他当王的时候啊，他第一件事情做了很重要的事情，就是教导百姓呢，要遵行神的律法。
So the first thing King Jehoshaphat did when he became the king was to lead or to teach the people the laws of God.
十七章的第七节到第九节。
Chapter 17, verse 7 to 9.
他在做王第三年的时候，他就派出他的臣子，然后到各城去。要教训百姓。
So in the third year he reigned as king, he sent his officials to different towns to teach them the decrees.
那他派臣子去教训百姓什么呢？
So what did he send his officials to teach the people?
第八节特别说他带着利未人跟祭司。
So verse 8 says he specially brought the Levites and priests.
然后第九节说他们就带着神的律法书左遍犹大各城教训百姓。
And verse 9 they taught throughout Judah taking with them the book of the law of the Lord.
所以他现在是带着神的律法书左遍各地教导百姓一起来遵行来敬奉神。
So they brought the book of the law and traveled throughout the towns teaching the people to follow God.
是主动的要让百姓有一个生活的原则，让他们知道什么是神所喜悦的事。
He took the initiative to teach the people as to the principle of this faith of following God.
然后之后，他自己本身亲自出巡民间去教导百姓要归向神。
After this, he also went to the towns himself to teach the people to turn back to God.
我们现在看第十九章的第四节。
That's read chapter 19, verse 4.
十九章第四节。
Chapter 19, verse 4.
约沙法住在耶路撒冷，以后又出巡民间，从别示巴直到以法莲三地，引导民归向主他们列祖的神。
Jehoshaphat lived in Jerusalem, and he went out again among the people from Beersheba to the hill country of Ephraim and turned them back to the Lord, the God of their fathers.
他先派祭司利未人出去教导百姓神的律法书之后，他现在自己到民间里面去引导百姓。
After he first sent out the Levites and the priests to teach the people the laws of God, he went out himself among the people to teach them the decrees.
可以看出他这个人本身呢，他真的是很在意所有的百姓跟他一起来敬拜神的。
And so we can see that this person Jehoshaphat was mindful and cared that the people would turn back to God with him.
他跟一般的列王不一样，他不是坐在王宫里面享受的。
He was not the same as any other king who merely sat in their palace.
一个人真正如果是会立定心意寻求神。神的一定会在意我们周遭的跟我们在一起的人是不是也一起来敬拜神。
A person who truly has set their mind to follow after God would be mindful or care whether or not people around them also follow God.
那在第十九章的第五节呢，他会记载说，他现在到民间去的时候，又在各城里面设立审判官呢。
Chapter 19, verse 5 says, when he went out to the towns amongst the people, he also appointed judges in the land.
那他设立审判官，当然就是从那个利未人当中设立出来的。
So these judges were appointed out of the Levites.
然后第六节对他们说，你们要办事要应当要谨慎，因为你们的判断不是为人，乃是为神。判断的时候，他必与你们同在。
In verse 6, he told them, consider carefully what you do, because you are not judging for men, but for the Lord who is with you whenever you give a verdict.
他现在特别吩咐这个审判官，他们在办事的时候一定要了解审判这件事情是为了神，不是为了人哦。
He specially instructed the judges to be mindful that in the time when they give a verdict, it is for God and not for men.
所以他说你们一定要敬畏神呢。
So you must fear the Lord.
谨慎办事。
And judge carefully.
那在判断的时候，不可以有不公义的事情，不可以偏待人，也不可以受贿赂。
And there shall be no injustice or partiality or bribery.
因为第七节上说我们的神呢。他是没有不义的，他不偏待人，他也不受贿赂的。
And because he says the Lord our God is there is no just injustice, partiality or bribery.
就是因为这个审判是为了神做的，是替神在执行的。
Because this judgment is done for the sake of God and on behalf of God.
那所以现在既然神是有这个特质，那个在做审判的人就是要像这样子。
So this since this is the characteristic of God, so the one exercising the judgment must also do so.
你看。第八节就说了
That's three verse eight.
耶沙法从利未人和祭司并以色列族长当中派定人在耶路撒冷为神判断听民间的诉讼就回耶路撒冷去了
So verse 8 Jehoshaphat appointed some of the Levites priests and heads of Israel families to administer the law of the Lord
然后在他离开之前特别跟他们又吩咐一次第九节
In verse 9
你们要敬畏神忠心诚实办事
And that you must faithfully and wholeheartedly, you must serve faithfully and wholeheartedly in the fear of the Lord.
那这些审判官，他重点就是要教导百姓了。其实最好的方法就是让他们不要犯罪了。
So the role of these judges was to teach the people not to sin.
只要他们能够敬畏神，其实民间会很平安的。
As long as they can fear God, then the people can live in peace.
那现在如果现在有一些诉讼的事情发生了，怎么办
？However, if there should be some cases to occur,
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
他说：“住在各城里面的弟兄，若是有争讼的事来到你们这里啊，或为流血，或为犯律法、诫命、律例、典章，你们就要警戒他们，免得他们得罪神。 以致他的愤怒临到你们和你们的弟兄，这样行你们就没有罪了。
So in every case that comes before you from a fellow countryman who lived in the cities, whether bloodshed or other concerns of the law, commands, decrees, ordinances, you are to warn them not to sin against the Lord.
我们看到说他很了解，其实这些审判官最重要的就是有这个有一些诉讼的事情发生，不管为了什么原因，他说一定要警戒他们，免得他们得罪神，要先教导他们，让他们不会去发生这种事。
We can see he was well aware of the fact that no matter what kind of case it was, they must know first not to sin against the Lord.
所以这个审判官很重要的工作就是要警戒百姓能够敬畏神。
Therefore, one of the important tasks of the judge is to teach people not to sin against God.
万一真的要做判断，一定要凭神的公义。
If they are to make a verdict, and that verdict shall be made based on the justice of God.
要诚实办事情，绝对不能够受贿赂。
And they must judge faithfully and not receive any bribery.
不可以偏待你所偏好的人。
Or to show any partiality.
要按神的公义来做判断。
And they must make the verdict based on the justice of God.
如果能够这样做。
If they can do this,
那么他说神一定能够让这个国家平安啊。
And they says, then God will surely bring peace to this country.
因为最后在第十九章十一节最后他说你们应当壮胆办事，愿神与善人同在。
In latter part 11 says, act with courage and may the Lord be with those who do well.
因为神必与善人同在，这是一个很重要的。
For God will be abide with the righteous.
那所以你看这个约沙法王，他做王的时候，他是做一些作为啊，跟对我们今天来说，这个国家如果有这样的一个领导者，这个国家就是有福气的。
So from the things that King Jehoshaphat had done when he was a king, if we are able to have such characteristic, then our country will be in peace.
你看他这样的一个心意啊，在寻求神，在高兴遵行神的道啊。所以神就祝福他。
So we can see with such a heart and mind of seeking after God, God had blessed him greatly.
神的祝福在哪里出现呢？
And where did God's blessing come about?
我们看第十七章的第十节。
Let's read chapter 17, verse 10.
神使犹大四围的列国都甚恐惧，不敢与约沙法征战。
So the fear of the Lord fell on all the kingdom of the land surrounding Judah, so they did not make war with Jehoshaphat.
这个是神让列国都会害怕，不敢跟他征战。
God allowed all the Gentile nations to have fear against Judah.
而且第十一节说，哦，这个其他的国家民族还特别送很多礼物，让约沙法日渐强大。
Verse 11 also says many other different nations brought gifts and silver as tribute to Jehoshaphat.
所以其实本来他的国家是可以很平安，世界平安的，真的是神保护他，让他没有外患。
So originally his country was filled with peace, that there were no wars from outside.
那这么一个好的王啊，他这样子在敬畏神，他应该是又有神同在，他应该是可以得到真的很得到安息的。
But why is it that such a king who had the abidance of God, he should have everlasting peace?
但是在二十章的第一节这里说，这个为什么？此后就有摩押人、亚门人跟米乌尼人一同来攻击约沙法。
But in chapter 20, verse 1, why is it that later on the Moabites, Ammonites, and the Munanites came to attack against him?
本来不是列国都恐惧、害怕、不敢跟他打仗吗？
Wasn't initially all the foreign nations feared against him and did not make war against him?
怎么会现在变这样子呢？
But why did this happen now?
他这个转变呢？其实就是从十八章的第一节开始的。
However, in fact, this turning point started from the beginning of chapter 18.
十八章的第一节这里说，约沙法大有尊荣治才，就以亚哈结亲了。
So it says, now Jehoshaphat had great wealth and honor, and he allied himself with Ahab by marriage.
那这个第一节这里所描述，就成为这个约沙法王唯一的败笔。
So the illustration in verse 1 became the one great mistake of King Jehoshaphat.
他本来是大有尊荣治才，他现在跑去跟亚哈就是北国以色列国的王啊。
Originally he carried great wealth and honor, but he allied himself with Ahab, who was the king of the northern kingdom of Israel.
那亚哈在这个列王记的作者里面描述的，他说以色列众多王里面没有像他这个王这样子卖掉自己的。
And in the author of the book of Second, First and Second Kings has described Ahab as a king who has sold himself.
因为他真的是本来一个好好的王，他被他的 他所娶的妻子影响，真的去让整个百姓败坏，去拜偶像了。
He was originally a good king, but he was influenced by the wicked queen Jezebel and led his people to worship idols.
那约沙法王跟亚哈结亲，就是约沙法让他的儿子去娶亚哈的女儿。
And when Jehoshaphat allied himself with Ahab by marriage means, he allowed his son to marry the daughter of Ahab.
那是21章的第六节里面所记载的。
And this is recorded in chapter 21, verse 6.
那这件事情我们昨天就已经查考过的。
And we have studied this incident last night.
那个约沙法王跟亚哈结亲变亲家之后呢，他现在亚哈想要做的事情呢，他就要想要约沙法跟他一起去做了。
And so now the two families have become in-laws. So whatever Ahab wanted to do, he wanted Jehoshaphat to do with him.
那个这一件事情就是后来约沙法王哦被亚哈劝动了去跟他一起打仗。
And what happened afterward was that Jehoshaphat was persuaded by Ahab to fight in a battle with him.
18章的第二节。
Chapter 18, verse 2.
那过了几年呢？他下到撒玛利亚去见亚哈，亚哈为他和跟从他的人宰了许多牛羊，劝他与自己同去攻取基列的拉摩。
And some years later, he went down to visit Ahab in Samaria. Ahab slaughtered many sheep and cattle for him and people with him, and urged him to attack Ramoth Gilead.
那这个就是他们现在是亲家，所以他现在到撒玛利亚，就是北国的首都里面去见亚哈，然后亚哈王当然就是盛宴款待他们呢。
So now since our families now, so Jehoshaphat went to visit him in the capital.
然后你看亚哈王为约沙法王跟从他的人呢、哦，准备了很多牛羊啊。
We can see how Ahab prepared a great feast for Jehoshaphat and his people.
请客了哈。
And they prepared a feast for him.
然后说劝他跟自己同去攻取基列拉摩。
He even urged him to attack Ramoth Gilead with him.
那这个劝他好像说，哎，就哎，跟我一起去做这件事情了。
By the word urging, you might think he merely asked him, pleaded him to go alongside with him.
但其实哈、哦，我们现在中文是说用劝的哈、哦，好像说。就是你自己选择嘛，哈。
Or in the Chinese version, it might sound as he asked him that you can make the choice yourself whether you want to come or not.
但其实，在原文里面呢、啊，这一句这一个字哦、啊，这个劝呢、啊，我们如果看《生命记》第十三章、啊、就看到另外一个意思。
If we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 13, then we can see another interpretation of this word.
我们先看《生命记》十三章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 13.
第六节。
Verse 6.
生命记十三章第六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 6.
或你的同胞弟兄，或是你的儿女，或是你怀中的妻啊，或是如同你性命的朋友，若暗中引诱你说，我们不如去侍奉你和你列祖素来所不认识的别神。
And verse 6, if your very own brother or your son or daughter or your wife you love or your closest brother secretly entices you, saying, let us go and worship other gods.
这里不管是谁啊，他说他们会暗中引诱你，这个引诱其实就跟十八章的第二节那个劝是一样的。
So here the word entices, secretly entices, actually the same word as what is in 2 Chronicles chapter 18, the word urge.
所以有时候我们在对照圣经的时候，我们看到这个字眼，我们翻译的时候的翻译意思出去的时候，其实是不太一样的。
Many times when we read the Bible, the translation of the words will come out differently.
所以其实亚哈当时候是要引诱约沙法王跟他一起去做神不喜悦的事情。
Therefore, in fact, at that time, Ahab was enticing King Jehoshaphat to do something.
好。那十八章这件事情，我们下午才要来分享。
So we'll study what happened in chapter 18 later in the afternoon.
后来，他真的约沙王就跟着亚哈王去打仗了。
But in the end, Jehoshaphat did go out to battle with King Ahab.
这一件打仗这件事情，也就是后来亚哈战死在沙场上的真正的原因。
And this is also the battle that led to the death of King Ahab on the battlefield.
那神保护约沙瓦王，让他平安了。
However, God had protected King Jehoshaphat, so he was at peace.
十九章的第一节。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
约沙瓦王他平平安的回到耶路撒冷去，就回到宫里面去了。
When Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, returned safely to his palace in Jerusalem.
那这个时候，神派的一个先知来迎接他了。
And here God has sent a prophet to greet him.
那这个先知叫做耶夫。
And this prophet is by the name of Jehu.
那耶夫他说是先见哈拿尼的儿子啊。
And he was a son of Hanani.
其实他本身也是先知。
And he himself was a prophet.
如果我们看列王记上十六章就会看到了。
And we can see this from 1 Kings chapter 16.
圣经特别描述这个耶户也是先知。
And the Bible especially describes that this person Jehu was also a prophet.
他来跟约沙法说，他说：“你岂当帮助恶人，爱那恨恶主的人呢？”因此神的愤怒就临到你了。
He met with King Jehoshaphat and said, "Shall you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? Because of this, the wrath of God, the Lord is upon you."
这一件耶沙法王跑去跟亚哈一起去打仗的事情，耶户说：“你怎么会去帮助恶人呢？”
Regarding the incident of where King Jehoshaphat fought along with King Ahab, Jehu said to him, "How could you help the wicked?"
你爱那个恨恶神的人，这件事情是神不喜悦的。
And God loathes this matter of you loving those who hate the Lord.
所以其实。神不喜欢，神不喜悦约沙法王跑去跟亚哈王联合作战的。
In fact, God was not pleased with the fact that King Jehoshaphat went and fought along with King Ahab.
先知的这段话是值得我们去想想的。
And the saying by the prophet something that worth that we can meditate upon.
今天如果我们是一个立定心意寻求神的人
，Today, if we're a person who has set our heart and mind to follow after God,
我们跟谁在一起，我们跟谁做什么事情，一定要谨慎的去思想。
We must carefully think about who we associate with and what we do with them.
神不喜悦我们去爱。爱那恨恶神的人。
God is not pleased with us loving those who hate the Lord.
所以有时候，今天我们在这个信仰的这个立场上面，我们要很坚定的。
So many times today, in a stand view of our faith, we must be very firm.
当我们周围的人如果是真的是在抵挡神的人
，If those around us are those who are against God,
那我们一定要很谨慎，我所做的神会不会不喜悦呢
？Then we must be very watchful and ask ourselves whether what we do and say will be displeasing to God.
当时候亚哈王他一定是出于他，因为他本身跟亚哈家是亲家，他觉得这个就是很自然的、啊。
So at that time, King Jehoshaphat must have felt this was something natural because he was now a family with King Ahab.
他当时候。被引诱去，他就没有想到神会不会喜悦了。
After being enticed by King Ahab, never did he think whether or not it was pleasing to God.
但事实上，神不喜悦。
But in fact, God was not pleased with what he did.
等到他平安，神保护他回来以后，他才先知才讲出这一个信息。
Until he came back safely by the protection of God, then the prophet said this to him.
所以，其实我们有一句话说：“道不同，不相为谋。”
So there's a Chinese saying that says.
就是说，我们如果是走不一样的道路，我们就不可以共同去做什么事了。
And today, if we're two people walking on separate paths, then we cannot align ourselves and to do the same thing.
因为最后一定是要一方要妥协的啦。
And because on the end, one side or one party must compromise.
不同的信仰就是今天如果有一个信仰是敬畏神的，一个是要敬拜偶像的，那又怎么可能是？共同在做什么事呢
？And so today, two people with two separate faiths, and how is it possible for them to do the same thing together?
所以有时候我们一定要去想到神的事。
So today, we must think about being mindful of the things of God.
你看这个以赛亚先知里面给我们提到一个重点。
And Prophet Isaiah had taught us a very important thing.
我们看一下以赛亚书五十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章。
Book of Isaiah chapter 55.
第八节。
Verse 8.
五十五章第八节。
Chapter 55, verse 8.
神说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。”
And for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
第九节说：“天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。”
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
第十节说：“雨雪从天而降。”并不返回，却滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。
Verse 10, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seeds for the sower and bread for the eater.
十一节说：“我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的。”在我发他去成就的事上，必然亨通。
11. So is my word that goes out from my mouth, and will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it.
你看这里第十一节重点就是我们要去做神所喜悦的。
So the key in verse 11 that we must do what pleases the Lord.
如果我们做神所喜悦的，就必亨通了。
If we do what pleases the Lord, then we shall prosper.
所以有时候我们要想想神的。道路是什么
？Therefore, many times we need to think about what are the ways of God.
神的意念跟我们的意念 不太一样。
And for the thoughts of our Lord is quite different from that of ours.
所以我们凡事要懂得敬畏神，要能够尊重神。
So we need to honor and fear God in all that we do.
有时候神给我们的道路啊，我们如果没有仔细去看明啊，我们就会用人的想法就这样，觉得很自然，就这样子了。
Many times, if we do not carefully examine the ways that our Lord had given us, then we may just think that this is a natural way for us to go.
就像亚哈跟约沙法，约沙法王他吃了亚哈的这一顿餐以后，就很自然就是亲家，你一个名就是我的名呢、啊。我跟你一定是跟你一起征战的，没有问题。
Just as in the case of King Jehoshaphat and Ahab, after Jehoshaphat had taken the feast prepared by Ahab, he naturally thought that we are families, your people are my people, and so are my people your people.
当时就没有想到说，哎，这个神可能不喜悦啊。
Never did he think that this thing that he was about to do might be displeasing to God.
所以我们现在要了解说，我们今天所做的事情一定要想到神是否喜悦。如果神喜悦了，我们就得亨通了。
Therefore, today we must think about whether what we do will be pleasing to God, and by doing that, we shall be prosperous in what we do.
但是约沙法他既然做了，现在神派先知给他一个信息说，现在神的愤怒临到你了。
Since King Jehoshaphat had already done this, so the prophet of God came to him and said, "The wrath of God shall come upon you."
这个神的愤怒临到几年之后才出现的。
And this wrath of God came upon him a few years later.
就是二十章第一节所说的。
And this is recorded in chapter 20, verse 1.
现在有亚门人。摩亚人跟其实就是跟也是亚门人一起来攻击耶沙法。
So now the Moabites, Ammonites came to attack Jehoshaphat.
现在面对这个大军呢、啊，耶沙法王他害怕了。
And now Jehoshaphat was with great fear when he's facing this vast army.
我们现在看第二十章历代志下二十章第三节。
Let's read Second Chronicles chapter 20 verse 3.
其实，在这种情况下，他也没有什么路可以走了。
We can say under the circumstance there is nowhere else you could go.
第三节说约沙法惧怕，他定意寻求神。
Verse 3, alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord.
他本来就是寻求神的人。
He was already a man after God.
他现在这件事情，大军来攻击他，他现在只能够寻求神。
But now facing this great army against him, the only way he could turn to was to God.
然后他在犹大全地宣告禁食。
He also proclaimed a fast for all Judah.
也就是说，他要全民一起来禁食祷告。
That is, he requested all the people to fast alongside with him.
第四节就说，于是啊，犹大人聚会寻求神帮助哦。犹大各城都有人出来寻求神。
So verse 4, the people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him.
这是这个王他面对这个困境的时候他的做法。
This is what the king had done when he was facing this great challenge.
他宣告全民一起禁食啊。
He proclaimed that all Judah were to fast together.
那真的来寻求神。
And to truly seek after God.
求神帮助。
And seek for God's help.
他这样一发布命令啊，真的就有很多人出来寻求神了。
As he sent the proclamation, many came out to seek after God.
所以其实各地方都有敬畏神的人。
So in fact, throughout every places, there are people who fear the Lord.
我们今天碰到困难的时候，如果也能够让那个敬畏神一起来帮助啊，其实我们的困难一定可以得解决的。
Today, when we face difficulties, if we truly can gather all those who fear the Lord, then our problems will be solved.
所以我们的困难其实不要害怕。
So when we face difficulties, do not be afraid.
我们一定要勇敢的请大家帮忙祷告。
But to be brave and ask everyone to intercede and pray with you together.
因为这一些在犹大各城里的人，这些人是隐藏的，是耶稣王他不知道的。
Because all these people in the towns of Judah, they were hidden and that they were not known to Jehoshaphat.
他现在宣告全民一起禁食的时候，现在这些人就出来了。
But now when he proclaimed a fast all over Judah, all these people in secret came out.
然后他现在他第五节就说约沙法他在犹大跟耶路撒冷的会中啊，站在神殿的西面前。
So verse 5, he stood up in the assembly of Judah in Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in front of the new courtyard.
在第六节开始到第十七到第十二节基本上就是他的祷告。
And starting from verse 6 to verse 11 records his prayer.
约沙法王他现在祷告神了。
And now King Jehoshaphat prayed to God.
他这个祷告非常的有力。
And this was a very powerful prayer.
也是值得我们效法的。
It's also good for our learning.
今天我们面对困难的时候，我们怎么祷告神
？Today, when we are facing a challenge, difficulty, how do we pray to God?
我们来看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
主我们列祖的神啊
！O Lord, God of our fathers.
你不是天上的神吗？你不是万邦万国的主宰吗？在你手中有大能大力，无人能抵挡你。
Oh, you are not the God who is in heaven, who rule all of the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hands, and no one can withstand you.
这是他的赞美。
And this is his praise to God.
他说：“主啊，你就是天上的神，你就是万国的主宰啊。”
He said, "O Lord, God of our Father, are you not the God who is in heaven?"
你是有大能大力的，没有人能抵挡你的。
And power and might are in your hands, no one can withstand you.
这是他第一个呼求神，主啊。
This is the first calling out to God.
第二个，看第七节。
Secondly, let's read verse 7.
我们的神啊，你不是曾在你民以色列人面前驱逐这地的居民，将这个地赐给你的朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔，永远为业吗
？And oh, our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend?
第二段他也是用我们的神啊开始的。
And secondly, he also started by saying, "Oh, our God."
然后他的祷告是用问号，都是用问号出现的。
And he ends his prayer with a question mark.
也就是说，神啊，你不是应许把这个地赐给我们的吗
？And he said by saying, "Oh, our God, did you not give us this promised land?"
我们住在这个地方，又为你的名建造了圣所。
And that we live in this place and build a sanctuary for your name.
是他抓住神的应许。
And that he had held on to the promise of God.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他这一段的祷告其实就是当初所罗门在建完圣殿之后他们的祷告。
And in fact, this passage of prayer is a prayer made by Solomon at the dedication of the temple to God.
因为第九节说，倘若有祸患临到我们，刀剑或灾殃，或是饥荒。我们在极难的时候站在这殿向你呼求，你必垂听而拯救，因为你的名在这个殿里。
Verse 9, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword or judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us.
当初所罗门建完圣殿以后，他有一个很长的祷告。
At the conclusion of Solomon's building of the temple, there he offered a long prayer.
他的祷告其中有一项是这样说的。
And in the prayer,One of the content of prayer, this is what he said.
我们现在请翻到《历代志下》第六章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 6.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
我们现在看第二十八节。
Let's read verse 28.
第六章二十八节说：国中若有饥荒、瘟疫、旱风、霉烂、蝗虫、蚂蚱，或有仇敌犯境、围困城邑，无论遭遇什么灾祸、疾病。29节
Verse 29,
你的民以色列或是众人或是一人自觉灾祸甚苦向这殿举手无论祈求什么祷告什么30节
Verse 30,
求你从天上你的居所垂听赦免你是知道人的心的要照个人所行的待他们唯有你知道世人的心31节
31,
使他们在你是给我们列祖之地上一生一世敬畏你遵行你的道
28. When famine or plague comes to the land, or blight, or mildew, locusts, or grasshoppers, or whom, when enemies besiege them in any of their cities, whatever disaster or disease may come. 29. When a prayer or plea is made by any of your people Israel, each one aware of his afflictions and pains, and spreading out his hands toward this temple. 30. Then hear from heaven your dwelling place, forgive and deal with each man according to all he does, since you know his heart. 31, so that they will fear you and walk in your ways all the time they live in the land you gave our fathers.
这一段圣经啊，这个是他所罗门的祷告里面啊，他就特别讲到，不管是什么事情，只要以色列众人或者是一人，只要觉得说这个灾祸很苦，我们没有路可以走了。向这个殿祷告，主啊，你一定要垂听。
In the prayer by Solomon, he means that despite what they face, as long as one person cries out before God in his temple, then God please hear our prayers.
这就是约沙王他抓住神的应许。
And this is how King Jehoshaphat had grasped onto the promise of God.
然后在他这个祷告啊，真的神垂听了。
And in fact, God has listened to his prayers.
那我们现在看回来《历代志下》二十章。
Let's turn back to Second Chronicles chapter 20.
他现在抓住另外一个神的应许啊。
And yet he had held on to another promise of God.
第十节。
Verse 10.
那从前以色列人出埃及地的时候，你不容以色列人侵犯亚门人、摩押人和希尔山人，以色列人就离开他们，不灭绝他们。
But now here are men from Ammon Moab and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came out from Egypt.
也就是说，他们当时候，这个是这件事情记载在民数记二十章的。
And this incident is recorded in Numbers chapter 20.
当时候以色列百姓在走旷野路的时候，有一次他们需要经过摩押人的地，以东人的地。
So in a time when Israelites are traveling in the wilderness, they had to pass by the land of Ammonites and Moabites.
那时候以色列百姓他们特别派使者去跟以东王说：“拜托，那个你的路借我们走一下。”
But they had especially sent a messenger to the king of Edom and asked them to allow them to travel past their king.
但是这个亚，后来这个以东人亚门他们是不要拒绝。
But the Edomites and Ammonites have refused them.
最后，神也是跟以色列百姓说：“那么你们就绕道过去吧，就不要走了。”
And therefore, God also instructed the Israelites to take a different route and not to pass by their lands.
也就是说，当初以色列百姓他们很尊重摩押人、亚门人呢。
So you can say in the beginning, the Israelites also respected the Ammonites and the Edomites.
所以他们很听神的吩咐，神啊，你说不要去跟他们打仗，我们就没有呢，我们就没有跟他们打。
They also listened to God by not fighting or making war against them.
但是第十一节说：“看啊，他们现在竟然报复我们了。”
And verse 11, see how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of this land.
他现在来攻击我们，就是要把我们驱逐离开你所赐给我们这个地方啊。
And they have come to attack us to drive us out of the possession you have given us as inheritance.
他现在求神能够眷顾，说神啊，这个地方是你赐给我们的。
And now he's pleading God to watch over them, for this is the land God has granted them.
我们这么样的对待他们，他们现在反过来要来保护我们了。
We have treated them with kindness before, and this is the way they will repay us now.
意思是说，神啊，你应许我们有平安，你一定要保护我们。
And in another word, he means that God, you promise us peace, and now please watch over.
那他的祷告的第三段第十二节。
And the third section of his prayer, starting verse 12.
我们的神啊，再一次，我们的神啊。
And once again, he said, "Oh, our God."
你不惩罚他们吗？因为我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道怎样行。我们的眼目单仰望你。
For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you.
他这个祷告这三段就是用主啊，我们的神开始。
So he started the three sections of prayer by starting saying, "Oh, our God."
都是反过来问说：“神啊，你应该是，你一定会眷顾的。”
In his prayer, in return, he's asking God, "We know that you will watch over us."
赞美神。
He praised God.
抓住神的应许。
He held on to the promise of God.
祈求神的帮助。
He pleaded for God's help.
他的眼目单单仰望神。
And his eyes were only fixed on God.
他说：“我们不知道怎么样做了。”
He said, "For we do not know what to do."
我们真的没有方法了。
For we truly are out of ways.
那所以他现在这个单单祈求神。单单仰望神这件动作其实很重要的。
So the action of solely relying and fixing his eyes on God is a very important task.
他这个祷告其实是当时候众民一起在神面前的。
And this prayer was in fact made with all the people.
你看第十三节。
That's three verse 13.
犹大众人和他们的婴孩、妻子、儿女都站在神面前。
The verse 13, all the men of Judah with their wives and children and little ones stood there before the Lord.
这是全民一起的祷告。
And this is a prayer by the entire nation.
只是由约沙王代表。来跟神说。
However, the prayer was led and spoken to by King Jehoshaphat.
那这个祷告，我们如果能够学起来，我们真的我们碰到困难的时候，我们绝不害怕。
If we can learn this prayer, then in a time when we face challenges, then we will never be afraid.
他祷告完之后
，After his prayer,
神必拯救的应许就来到了。
And the promise of God's saving came upon them.
所以我们现在看第十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
他说那时候神的灵就临到了一个人叫做亚哈西身上了。
And then the spirit of the Lord came upon a person, Jehaziel.
那这个人是利未人。
He was a Levite.
那神的灵临到他，他就这有从来的信息，他就开始讲了。
So once he had the message of God, he started to speak.
第十五节说，
Verse 15,
他说：“犹大众人、耶路撒冷居民和约沙瓦王，你们请听。”
So listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem.
神对你们这样讲。
And this is what the Lord said.
这是从神来的信息。
And this is a message from the Lord.
不要因为这大军恐惧惊惶，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours but God's.
胜败在乎神。
And for victory is up to God.
不在你们，这是神很鼓舞人心的一个信息。
And this is a very courageous saying.
然后第十六节说，
16,
他说你们明日要下去迎敌。
And tomorrow march down against them.
他们是从哪里来？你们要在哪里遇到他们？这个信息都是应该怎么讲好的
？And the message is very clear as to where they would meet in battle.
所以其实这个亚哈西已经预告他们 成为异道的事情。
So Jehaziel already prophesied to them what they will encounter tomorrow.
但是你们明天要下去迎敌，虽然胜败在乎神哦，但是你们还要去做。
Even though the battle is in God's hand, but tomorrow you will still march down against your enemies.
要去打仗是人当今的本分。
And to go out into battle is the duty of men.
但是胜败不在人，是在神。
But the victory or failure is in the hands of God.
人不可以躲起来，不去面对。
As man, we cannot hide ourselves and not face this, the problem.
所以第十七节说
，So 17 says,
犹大耶路撒冷人啊，这次你们不要征战，你要只要摆阵站着，看神为你们施行拯救。不要恐惧，不要惊慌，明日当出去迎敌，因为神与你们同在。
17, you will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Go out to face him tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you.
再一次强调，明天出去迎敌。
Again, he stressed to go out and face your enemies.
但是你们要做的事情就是摆阵站好。
But what you have to do is take up your position.
不要征战，因为神会施行拯救。
And you do not need to fight the battle, for God will bring the deliverance to you.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
这件事情啊，其实真的考验众百姓的信心呢。
And truly, this was this battle tested the faith of the people.
这个是从神来的信息，神说要听，请听。
And this was a message from the Lord. If you want to listen, then you must listen.
当这个亚哈西讲了这些话的时候，那个。约沙法王跟众百姓俯伏在神面前。
After Jehaziel has spoken of this, King Jehoshaphat and the people bowed with their face down on the ground.
第十八节特别强调他们面伏在地。
And they fell face down.
就是完全接受神所说的，不害怕，不惊慌。
And they completely fully accepted what the Lord has said without any fear.
明天我们做我们该做的事情，胜败在乎神，神为我们征战。
Tomorrow we will do what we need to do, for the battle is in God's hand, and He will give us the victory.
然后第十九节开始，第十九节这里说，诗班大声赞美神呢。
Starting from verse 19 says, the choir they praise God loudly.
歌侠族跟可拉族，这个。就是都是利未人，他们就用极大的声音赞美主以色列的神。
And the Kohathites and the Korahites, they were all Levites who praised God loudly.
那其实这个就是这个诗班，他们这个时候就发挥功用了。
And this is a time when the choirs took effect.
他听到神的这个应许，大声赞美神。
When they heard of the promise of God, they praised God loudly.
所以在这种情况底下，我们就看到当时候众民他们的心里面是多么样被鼓舞起来的。
So at this time, we can see how their hearts were filled with fervency.
然后。从二十节开始就是神真正的拯救。
So starting from verse 20, record the true deliverance of God.
次日清早，众人起来就要到旷野去，就要出去摆阵了。
Early in the morning, they set out and took their positions.
约沙法在这个时候给他们祝福，也给他们鼓励，再一次的鼓励。
At this very time, King Jehoshaphat once again instructed them and blessed them.
如果信主我们的神，就必立稳；信他的先知，就必亨通。
If you have faith in the Lord your God, then you will be upheld, and have faith in His prophets, and you will be successful.
他的先知，神的先知是讲神的信息。
For the prophets of God spoke of God's messages.
就是说，神必与我们同在。
And that is God will be with us.
不要惊慌，不要害怕。胜败在乎神。
Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. For victory, for the battle is in God's hands.
所以你看。他们现在听完王这样讲以后啊，
so after they have heard of this,
他们出去的时候心情绝对不一样了。
And so they must have a very different kind of heart when they went out to the battle.
二十一节说，约沙法王跟民商议的，就设立唱歌的人，颂赞神，使他们穿上圣洁的礼服。走在军前赞美神，说：“当称谢神，因为他的慈爱永远长存。”
21. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing the Lord and to praise Him for the splendor of His holiness as they went out to the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord for His love endures forever."
这是圣经里面唯一一次真的用诗歌就可以打败敌人的记载。
This is also one of the only recordings in the Bible where they defeated their enemies by singing hymns of praise.
也就是说，神的道路、神的意念跟人的意念不一样。
And that is the ways and the thoughts of God are different from that of men.
这一些诗班的成员，他们穿圣洁的礼服，站在军队面前赞美神。
And the members of the chorus, they put on clothes of holiness and marched out before the army.
为什么他们敢这样做？
Why is it that they dare to do so?
因为他们真的相信 他们的神。
For they have completely believed and trusted in their Lord.
他们真的相信神透过先知所讲的信息。
They completely believe in the message spoken through the prophet.
胜败在乎神。
And that the battle is in God's hands.
神必与我们同在。
For God will be with us.
神一定为我们征战。
And God will surely fight for us.
我们只要摆正站着。
As long as we take our positions.
今天如果我们是诗班的成员
Today we're a member of the choir,
我们敢不敢穿着圣洁礼物走在前面
Do we dare to put on our robe and walk before the army?
还是觉得说你去你去
Or will we be fair,
我还是在后面好了
Tell them to go forward and we'll hide behind
很多时候其实我们没有办法这样做的
So oftentimes we dare not to do that
因为人家敌方是拿剑拿刀子要砍你的
Because our enemies are with swords and spears to kill us
但是这些人他们就是可以真的是穿圣洁礼物站在军队面前的
However, these people in the choir, they fearlessly stood before the army
当他们大声在赞美神的时候
They praise God loudly
神的拯救就出现了
The deliverance of God came
所以二十二节说众人方唱歌赞美的时候神就派伏兵攻击那来攻击犹大跟犹大人的亚蛮人摩亚人跟希尔山人他们就被打败了
22 as they began to sing and praise the Lord sent ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moabite and Mount Seir who were invading Judah and they were defeated
神真的是为他们征战神为他们打仗了
and God truly have fought the battle for them
犹大人基本上没有废一兵一卒
and the people of Judah did not move a man
连一个人都没有伤亡
and there were no casualty at all
所有人就是只有摆正站在面前而已
all they did was to stand there and to take their position
神为他们征战的结果是摩亚人跟亚门人全军覆没
and the result of God fighting for them that entire army of Ammonites and Moabites were defeated and destroyed
所以第二十四节说没有一个逃脱的所有的人都死在战场上
so it says not one of them had escaped all of them died on the battlefield
然后以色列百姓他们现在能要做的事情就是出去去收取敌人所留下来的东西。
So now what the people of Judah must do is to carry off the plunder and amongst the corpse.
花了三天的时间才收拾完毕了。
And they take a total of 3 days to plunder all the weapons.
我们就看到神给他们的胜利有多大。
So we can see such a great victory that God had brought upon them.
那这个地方就取了一个名字叫比拉加谷。
And so they have set a place that the place is called the Valley of Baraka.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
第四日，众人聚集在比拉加谷，在那里称颂神，因此那个地方名叫做比拉加谷，直到今日。
So on the fourth day, they assembled in the Valley of Baraka, where they praised the Lord. This is why it is called the Valley of Baraka to this day.
那这个比拉加又是称颂的意思了。
And this Baraka also means to praise.
就看到说，真的相信神的人立稳，而且得亨通。
So we can see those who truly set their heart to follow God, they will shall be prosperous.
他们欢欢喜喜的回去了。
And they joy, they returned rejoicing.
二十七节，他们欢欢喜喜的回到耶路撒冷，欢欢喜喜的进到神的殿里面去。
27, they returned to Jerusalem joyfully and returned to the temple with much joy.
再一次的在那个在神的殿里面啊，跟神歌颂。
And once again, they sing and praise God in His temple.
这件事情。第二十九节是这样写的。
And after the conclusion of the incident, it is said in verse 29.
列邦诸国听见神战败以色列的仇敌，就甚惧怕。
The fear of God came upon all the kingdoms of the countries when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel.
以色列的仇敌是被神战败的，是神战败他们，不是以色列人自己战败的。
It was the God of Israel who had defeated their enemies, not Israel itself.
所以第三十节说这样子，约沙法的国。得享太平，因为神使他世境平安。
Verse 30, in the kingdom Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side.
神真的是值得信靠的神。
God truly is a faithful God.
他是只要我们愿意信得住，他就不会让我们羞愧。
As long as we're willing to firmly believe in him, and he will never let us go in vain.
他要赐给我们平安呢。
He shall grant us peace.
我们看到今天约沙法王他这件事情。
We can see the incident of King Jehoshaphat.
我们要得到一个信心。
And there is a faith that we must receive today.
真的照他所说的，他说信我们的神就必立稳。
That is according to what God has said. By trusting in Him, then we shall be upheld and established.
我们如果能够相信神借他的先知所传的信息，一定可以亨通。
If we believe in what the message brought by the prophet, then we shall prosper.
我们面对困难的时候，我们绝对不会害怕的。
In the time when we face troubles, we will not be afraid.
因为当我们会单单仰望神的时候 我们就得到帮助了
Because when we know how to rely on trusting our Lord, that is the time when our help will come
常常我们有时候是 我们知道很多方法，我们知道可以这样做，可以那样做。
Many times we know many ways to solve this problem.
但是那时候，这个时候，耶稣王他们说，我们不知道怎样做了。
But at this time, King Jehoshaphat and his people said they do not know what to do anymore. 我们
完全没有其他方法，我们只能够眼目单单仰望你。
He was helpless. The only thing he could do was to fix his eyes on God.
神是值得靠的。
And God is worthy of our trusting.
靠他就得稳。
By relying on Him, we shall be established.
但是反过来，如果我们不靠他，我们信不下去呢？
Though on the contrary, what if we cannot trust in Him any longer?
当然就立不稳喽。
And of course, we will not be established.
圣经是这样写的。
This is what the Bible says.
请看以赛亚书第七章。
Let's turn to Isaiah, Book of Isaiah, Chapter 7.
以赛亚书第七章。
Book of Isaiah, Chapter 7.
我们现在请看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
我们从第七节开始看好
了。Let's read from verse 7.
第七节说，所以主神如此说，这所磨的必立不住，也不得成就。原来亚兰的首领是大马色，大马色的首领是利逊。65年之内，以法莲必然破坏，不能再成为国民。第九节
，Verse 9.
以法莲的首城是撒玛利亚，撒玛利亚的首领是利玛利的儿子。你们若是不信，必然不得立稳。
And verse 7, yet this is what the sovereign Lord says, it will not take place, it will not happen. 8, for the head of Aram is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is only Rezin. Within 65 years, Ephraim will too be shattered to be people. Verse 9, the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is only Remaliah's son. If you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all.
这个其实是另外一件事情。
And here records another event.
那是针对这是以赛亚先知对亚哈斯所说的，当时的北国以色列王。
And this is what Prophet Isaiah said to Ahaziah, who was the king of the northern kingdom.
要他不要害怕。
And told him not to be afraid.
如果你不信，你就立不稳了。
And if you do not believe, then you will not stand at all.
后来真的照圣经所预言的。
And true enough, according to what the Bible had promised,
先知所说的每一件事情都实现了。
Everything spoken by the prophet had came true.
那耶稣亚王这件事情，他说立信就立稳。
And like what King Jehoshaphat said, if you believe, then you will be established.
今天我们从这件事情应用到我们的生活里面来。
If we can apply this to our life today.
不管我们今天有碰到什么事。
Does not matter what we are faced with today.
其实，如果我们碰到有一些困难临到我们的时候，我们一定要思想。
And whenever we face troubles, we must think about this.
一定有原因的。
There must be a reason to it.
然后要勇敢去面对。
And then we must face it bravely.
面对的时候就是仰望神。
In the time when we face our problem, that is the time when we look up to God and trust in Him.
我们的神一定要拯救。
And for our God will truly deliver us.
他会让我们立稳。
He will establish us.
他让我们相信他的慈爱永远长存。
He will allow us to believe that His faithfulness will last forever.
我们在一起来唱诗。
Sing Him together.
435首
Let's sing him 435.